Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord Jesus the Christ. I bring you greetings this morning from the office of the bishop, from our Bishop Tim Smith. I want to thank you for your ministry here in the Holly Grove community, for prayer shawls, and for all the wonderful things you are doing. Synod means walking together, and our ministry is great because we are one in the same, and we are blessed to have Holly Grove as part of the North Carolina Synod. And I'm really glad to be here because it's the closest church in the Synod to my house, so really thrilled to be with you all this morning and thankful for Pastor Anna's ministry in this place. So I want to talk to you today about shepherding. And first I want to tell you a story. So the first part of my life, I didn't grow up Lutheran. I grew up in the Dutch Reformed Church, which is like similar to Lutheran, but a little different. And my grandfather was my pastor in my early years. And every year on Good Shepherd Sunday, he began his messages the same way. He would bring out this old stole. Actually, it's the one I'm wearing right now, this white one. And he would say, I want you to think about wearing a stole, serving a flock, being a pastor. Can you imagine yourself as a shepherd? So today I brought my favorite stole. And a stole is a mark of shepherding. It's a tradition of ministry, a mark of service, a mark of leading people. And I want to remind you that God needs good people willing to serve God's flock. You don't have to be the shepherd. There's only one good shepherd, and that role is already filled by Jesus Christ. However, we need a whole lot of head sheep. We've got a lot of those roles up for grabs, and that is, after all, what pastors are. We're like head sheep of sorts. We're called out of the flock to help lead and comfort and watch over and keep together a portion of the flock who's ultimately led by Jesus, the Good Shepherd. And the Good Shepherd's flock is large, diverse, and made up of all sorts of sheep who need leaders who represent the flock's diversity. And these leaders are people who feel the tug of the Holy Spirit on their hearts and have a love for all God's sheep. They're people willing to pray and discern God's will for the flock in whatever place they are called. So I want you, in the coming days, to think about this stole and pray about how God might be calling you or calling someone you know to put it on, to help lead God's flock. Maybe it's as a pastor, and maybe not. Maybe it's as a Sunday school teacher, an acolyte, a choir member, a council member, or something else entirely that the church doesn't even know that it needs yet. The sky is the limit. Pray, listen, open your ear to listen to the call of the Holy Spirit in your life. Because God's never done with us. We are always being called. And there might be someone you know who needs to hear from you that they might be called to be a pastor. Sometimes we don't know we have a calling until someone says to us, hey, I think you would be an amazing pastor. We need that external call that comes from our communities to raise up leaders in this church. So I hope you'll take my Good Shepherd Sunday invitation seriously and think about where God might be calling you and the people that you love. So on this Sunday, Good Shepherd Sunday, where we hear about shepherds hired hands, sheep and wolves. Let's talk a little bit about sheep. I know more than I ever wanted to know about sheep. And it's not because I'm a pastor, it's because for 2 years, I lived in rural Prosperity, South Carolina, where farming and church were inseparable. And I would go and I would visit parishioners who had herds of thousands of sheep and cows and donkeys and llamas and all of the things. And one of the first things I learned on one of my visits to the sheep farm is, and brace yourself, you might not know this, sheep are not stupid animals. Yeah, they're actually kind of smart. And when a predator is near, they make kind of a circle of their flock. And the stronger sheep go on the outside, and the weaker, older sheep and the young infant sheep go on the inside of that circle. If someone notices in the flock that there's a snake or a coyote, they make this circle and protect the vulnerable in the middle. And I think that's the mark of a smart animal, protecting those in need of care when there is some danger. So we know a little bit about what sheep are like. They are smart, independent, discerning, autonomous creatures who know the ones in their group and community that need care. They can easily make up their minds and come to right decisions. They clearly have some sort of code and they know right from wrong because they care for the weak ones in their midst. They can sort of take care of themselves. They can see their enemies coming and protect themselves. They're really wonderful creatures, a beautiful part of God's creation. They look after one another, which is, of course, what God in Christ hopes for us. And good sheep farmers, even though sheep are smart creatures and capable, don't just leave them to their own devices. No, because they care about those sheep. They've invested in those sheep. They want their wool, their meat. They want the good things that the sheep provide. And so they don't just trust the sheep to protect themselves. No, they build fences around their pastures. And the really smart sheep farmers put a llama or a donkey in there with them. So if for some reason the sheep aren't paying attention and a predator comes, the llama or the donkey can protect those sheep. When we think about this metaphor of the good shepherd, we need to ask a question. Why did Jesus compare us, God's people, to sheep? What was his reasoning? What point was he making? It's kind of obvious, isn't it? He compared us with sheep because it's a very fitting metaphor. We're supposed to be like sheep. Without a shepherd, we might not make the best choices. Even though we know we're called to surround and protect the vulnerable in our communities, well, sometimes we aren't paying attention and we just don't do what we're supposed to do. We want to go where the others are going. We want to wander off, and sometimes we aren't paying attention to the things that we're supposed to be doing. And I think, like the sheep, deep down, there's something inside us that knows that when there's danger or trouble, we're called to make that circle, surround one another, and care for the people most in need in our midst. But this isn't how we think about ourselves, is it? We don't like to think of ourselves as wandering off. We don't want to think that we need someone to guide us and tell us what to do. No, not at all. We live in an age of independence, of free thinking. We don't like for anyone to tell us what to do, even if it might make us better, safer, or stronger. Even if it might be what's best for those sick, old, and tired sheep that need protecting. We like to think that we know what's best for us and our people, and that we don't need each other. We just need to look out for ourselves. But in sheep pastures, when something goes wrong, you know which sheep are in the most trouble? Not the sheep that huddled up and did what they were supposed to do. It's the sheep that wander off alone that are in the most danger when a wolf enters the sheep pasture. Because it's scary for a wolf to approach a flock of 100 sheep gathered and huddled together. But it's not so scary for a wolf to go get that sheep that's wandered off alone. We believe in the communion of saints, in the body of Christ. We believe that we best follow Jesus, best live out our baptismal promises together. And yet, we believe in free will, that we get to choose what's best for us. And that is a gift. And it's also a hard thing, right? Because we want to make the choices that the good flock makes, that the good shepherd guides. But sometimes we find ourselves praying, "Not thy will, but my will be done." You see, it's so easy and tempting to think we can do it all on our own, that we can take on the struggles of our daily life without telling anyone, that we can keep pushing up a boulder, up a hill on our own. We live in a world where asking for help makes us feel like we have failed. We live in a world where sometimes doing the right thing puts us at odds with our neighbors, friends, and families. It's hard out there for a sheep, but it's okay. Because we're never really out there alone, are we? In Psalm 23, we're promised that God isn't only with us beside still waters, but that God is with us through the valley of the shadow of death. And I think when we think about this psalm, we think about the pretty parts of it. We don't like to think about the valley of the shadow of death, right? We like to pretend we're always over here by the still waters, and that life is beautiful and perfect and clean. But we are real sheep. Sometimes God has put us in difficult pastures. And sometimes some of us sheep feel like we are out there walking through the valley of the shadow of death alone. We don't feel like we can lean on our communities. We don't feel like Jesus, the good shepherd, is in that valley of the shadow of death with us. But today, Jesus promises, once again in this Easter season, that Jesus, the good shepherd, will lay down his life for the sheep. And not just because he should, but because it's what God the Father has commanded of him. We worship a God who promises to be with us in those beautiful, still water, peaceful times of life, and a God who promises to be with us in the valley of the shadow of death, in the lowest and hardest and messiest parts of life. We have a God who promises to be with us, a God who laid down the life of his Son for us. And it's abundant, that gift of grace and love for us in those good times and those bad times. But that's not where God's promise stops for us. In the waters of baptism, God has given us each other. God has given us this community of the church, in this building, down the street, and across the world. God has given us a community that promises to pray for us, a community that wraps us in prayer shawls when we are walking through the valley of the shadow of death, a community that shows up, a community that when we are at our weakest and lowest point, feeling like lost sheep, makes a circle around us and protects us from the wolves and very real dangers in our lives. So this morning, I want you to remember that Jesus, the Good Shepherd, laid down his life for you and chooses to do that every time for you, just as you are, no matter what. No matter what valley you are walking through, or if you're beside clear waters, Jesus, the Good Shepherd, chose you. And not only chose you, but gave you these sheep, this shepherd, this community to love you, support you, and care for you in the darkest valleys of your life. So this day, I hope that you, in your life, feel the love of that Good Shepherd for you as you listen to the flock around you and the voices trying to be shepherds, and even when you try to shepherd yourself through it all alone. I hope you remember the gift of this flock, the church. And I hope that you remember, even in seasons of life where you feel like you're wandering off alone, that God isn't done with you yet. That God, Jesus, the Good Shepherd, seeks you out, comes to find you, and invites you again and again back into this flock. Thanks be to God. Amen.